broadcast today. We are in Jonah chapter 4. If you can, have your Bible ready. God, there's a list of what we call minor prophets. Now, there's no minor and major prophets as far as God's concerned. They're all major prophets. But they're referred to as minor prophets because their books are smaller. There's Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi. Those are minor prophets. Now, if we were going to say, now, tell me what you know about Joel. Wouldn't take very long for most people. It would say, I don't know very much about him. What do you know about Habakkuk? Or what do you know about Zechariah or Haggai or Hosea, any of those fellows? Not very much. What do you know about Jonah? He is also one of the minor prophets, only four little chapters. What do you know about him? Everybody knows about Jonah and the so-called whale. It's interesting that we know about this despicable prophet. These other people were doing what God wanted them to do. Jonah was running in the wrong direction. Jonah's first words, Jonah 1 and 9, he said, I am a Hebrew. His final words in Jonah 4 and 8, it is better for me to die than to live. Well, not much of a life than that boy has. We're going to look at it. We'll conclude this series today. Before we do, listen to this really nice message and song. Each step I take just leads me closer home.
Each step I take, my Savior goes before me. And with his loving hand, he leads the way. And with each breath, I adore thee. Oh, what joy to walk with him each day. Each step I take, I know that he will guide me to higher ground he ever leads me on. Until someday the last step will be taken. Each step I take just leads me closer home. At times I feel my faith begin to waver, when up ahead I see a chasm wide. It's then I turn and look up to my Savior. I am strong when he is by my side. Each step I take, I know that he will guide me to higher ground he ever leads me on. Until someday the last step will be taken. Each step I take leads me closer home. I trust in God, no matter come what may, for life eternal is in his hand. He holds a key that opens up the ground he ever leads. takes me closer home, until someday the last step will be taken. Each step I take just leads me
Jonah chapter 4, verse number 1, it says, "But it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was very angry." What's he upset about? Well, the fact that Nineveh repented. How silly is this? He's supposed to be a prophet of God. "It displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was very angry. And he prayed unto the Lord and said, I pray thee, O Lord, was not this my saying when I was yet in my country? Therefore I fled before unto Tarshish, for I knew that thou art a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and repenteth thee of the evil. Therefore now, O Lord, take, I beseech thee, my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live." Now this fellow is really hitting the bottom here. First of all, he's arrogantly arguing with God. He said, "Was this not my saying when I was yet in my country?" How dare he talk to God like that? Except for the grace of God, he'd been struck dead right there. Well, it says in verse 1, he was displeased, exceedingly displeased, and he was very angry. Now, these are to be displeased or to be angry. These are feelings of displeasure. Now, you have feeling in your body. If you slam your thumb with a hammer, you'll know all about that. You'll feel it. But these feelings, he's not displeased or angry in his thumb or his finger or his leg or his arm or any part of his body. But this is the soul. The Bible says that we're a three-part being. We're a body, a soul, and a spirit. And here we're dealing with the soul, the mind, the will, and the emotions part of a person. And in his emotions and in his thinking here, he is displeased. He's very angry. And so he shouldn't be working in his soul, his emotional department of his life. He should be dealing with the Spirit. The Bible says the Holy Spirit bears witness with our spirit. And then our spirit, in turn, should dictate to our mind, our will, and our emotions as to what should be happening. And what's happening here is he's getting angry because thousands of people got saved. Now, you know, most prophets or missionaries or preachers today, if we saw thousands of people getting saved, we'd be pretty happy about that. Not Jonah. He is exceedingly angry. And he says, "Take, I beseech thee, my life from me, for it is better for me to die." And we've seen all the way through this little series on Jonah that it's all about him. It's better for me. Whatever's better for me. Never mind what was better for those people on the ship. Never mind what was better for people in Nineveh. What is better for me? And so we see here an ungodly disapproval, but it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was very angry. That being displeased there is ungodly. But you look in the Bible and you can see some godly disapproval or being displeased. We find Moses, for instance, in Numbers chapter 11 and verse number 10, he was displeased with how the people of God were acting or not acting in the wilderness. And then in 1 Samuel 8 and 6, we see Samuel, he says he was displeased because God's people wanted to choose a king and do it like the world did it. And God was displeased with that too, by the way. And then in Daniel 6 and verse number 14, we saw the king was displeased with himself when he realized he'd been tricked to putting Daniel in the den of lions. Well, there's also a godly and an ungodly anger. Here Jonah is an ungodly anger. He is very angry for the wrong reasons. But you look in the Bible and you see Nehemiah 5 and verse 6. He said, "I was very angry when I heard their cry in these words." He was angry about how God's people were acting. Jonah here in verse number 4 of chapter 4 says, "Then the Lord says, dost thou well to be angry?" And, you know, he doesn't smarten up at all here. Verse number 4, verse 9, God said to Jonah, "Dost thou well to be angry for the gourd?" And he said, "I do well to be angry." He went unto death. What a despicable prophet. Well, verse number 5, it says, "So Jonah went out of the city and sat on the east side of the city, and there made him a booth and sat under it in the shadow till he might see what would become of the city." Well, he's hoping what would become of the city, and that is what he preached back in Jonah 3 and verse 4, "Nineveh shall be overthrown." And that's what he wanted. That's what I've been preaching here for the last while in this city, and God better do it. So I'm going to sit here and see if he does it. Well, we see in mercy in verse number 6, the Lord prepared a gourd and made it to come up over Jonah so that he might be, it might be a shadow over his head to deliver him from his grief. So Jonah was exceeding glad of the gourd. Now he was exceedingly angry back here, exceedingly displeased with what God's doing, but now he's happy here. The first time, the only time we find out in this book he's happy about anything. Jonah was exceeding glad because of the gourd. Well, God said he's not getting the message. So in verse number 7 and 8, we read that God prepared a worm, and when the morning rose the next day, and it smote the gourd that it withered, and it came to pass when the sun did rise that God prepared a vehement east wind, and the sun beat upon the head of Jonah, and he fainted and wished in himself to die, and said, "It is better for me to die than to live." What a self-absorbed pity party person this guy really is. You know, the thing about a pity party, if you're going to have a pity party, you're the only one in the party. What's the sense in that? No sense in it at all. Well, in verse 9, we read, God concludes here, verse 9 through 11, "And God said to Jonah, Dost thou well to be angry for the gourd? And he said, I do well to be angry, even unto death. Then said the Lord, Thou hast had pity on the gourd, for the which thou hast not labored, neither madest it grow, which came up in a night and perished in a night. And should not I spare Nineveh, that great city, wherein are more than 60,000 persons that cannot discern between their right hand and their left hand, and also much cattle?" And so we see here that the book of Jonah ends with God asking the question, "Should not I spare Nineveh?" Well, we've just touched the surface of this little book. You could go back and study it for yourself. I'm sure you'd get a tremendous blessing out of it. As we conclude this series, let's listen to this message and song. We're getting into a new year here. "Day by day and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here.
Day by day and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here. Trusting in my Father's wise bestowment, I've no cause for worry or for fear. He whose heart is kind beyond all measure gives unto each day what he deems best. Lovingly, it's part of pain and pleasure, mingling toil with peace and rest. Every day the Lord himself is near me, with a special mercy for each hour. All my cares he fain would bear and cheer me, he whose name is Counselor and Power. The protection of his child and treasure is a charge that on himself he laid. As thy days, thy strength shall be in measure, this the pledge to me he made. Help me, Thy days, thy strength shall be ended.